Welcome to On My Walk, the reading podcast that helps you capture readings, aha moments, and apply them to your life and leadership. Well, I'm back from Brazil. My little two-week hiatus from the microphone happened in part because I forgot to take my microphone with me. But even if I had it, there was simply no time to record a podcast. It's been a busy 2 weeks. But I have been reading a lot. And today I finished Everybody Lies, Big Data, New Data, and What the Internet Can Teach Us About Who We Really Are by Seth Stevens Davidowitz. This was another fascinating read. And as much as I wanted to give Seth a 4-star for his book, honestly, in part because it seems like I'm always awarding 5 stars in my reviews of books that I read. But the more that I read this book, the more I have to say this is a 5-star read. Fresh thinking, careful analysis, challenging assumptions with substantive arguments. This is cutting edge on the social science research front, and my PhD is in the area of social science research. And besides that, it's interesting and incredibly well written. Davidowitz writes for the New York Times, and the guy is exceptionally good at what he does. Now, like me, you may not agree with everything he says, and you may, as I did, question some of his presuppositions, but I can tell you one thing. This guy is going to definitely make you think. And as I thought about this podcast, I thought I would talk about digital bragging, and in particular, how big data helps to verify that the person we present on Instagram or Facebook is not the person we are as revealed by our internet searches. And it was very interesting. But some of the things that Seth points out, I think, are rather obvious. So instead, I want to address doppelgangers and the implications for medicine in general and your health in particular. Now, to do this, we've got to talk about baseball, the Boston Red Sox, and David Big Poppy Ortiz. And if you don't like baseball, let me say this. Don't touch that dial. This story is really interesting, and the implications are pretty impressive. So let me start with the word doppelganger, because if you, like me, haven't seen the word, or maybe it's passed you by, it's a word that we need to be aware of. And what it means is someone's apparition, their ghost-like image, or a person's seeming double or twin. It's interesting how you'll have times on TV and they'll say, well, this person looks like this star, or this person looks like that star. That's a doppelganger. And what data researchers like Seth Stevens Davidowitz can do is actually gather data on people with similarities in life and use the power of big data to analyze for trends, both good and bad. What Davidowitz does is he lets us look through the lens of baseball to see the power of research doppelgangers. Hence, enter David Big Poppy Ortiz. Now, let me set up the clip, because if you're not familiar with baseball or with Big Poppy, you need to know the man was a baseball phenom until 2008, when his performance started to fall off. Now, baseball keeps stats on everything, so it was easy to see that his career was in decline. And going into the 2009 season, it looked like he was done, kind of washed up, that his baseball days were over. I mean, after 5 consecutive All-Star games, his season numbers were going down, down, down. Hey, baseball's business. We love you, David, but maybe it's time to send you on down the road. So Davidowitz asked, was Ortiz finished? If you're the general manager, do you send him on his way? In baseball, the assumption is often that a player will continue to perform at the level he is currently performing until he ceases to perform, and at that time, that player will go downhill. So what happened next? Listen to this clip.
Then in 2003, statistician Nate Silver introduced a new model which he called PECOTA, to predict player performance. It proved to be the best and also the coolest. Silver searched for players' doppelgangers. Here's how it works. Build a database of every Major League Baseball player ever, more than 18,000 men, and include everything you know about those players, their height, age, and position, their home runs, batting average, walks, and strikeouts for each year of their careers. Now find the 20 ball players who look most similar to Ortiz right up until that point in his career. Those who played like he did when he was 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, and 33. In other words, find his doppelgangers. Then see how Ortiz's doppelgangers' careers progressed. Silver then predicted how Ortiz would do based on how these doppelgangers ended up doing. And here's what he found. They regained their power. For trophy wives, Simmons may be right. When it goes, it goes. But for Ortiz's doppelgangers, when it went, it came back. The doppelganger search, the best methodology ever used to predict baseball player performance, said Boston should be patient with Ortiz. And Boston indeed was patient with their aging slugger. In 2010, Ortiz's average rose to 270. He hit 32 home runs and made the All-Star team. This began a string of four consecutive All-Star games for Ortiz. In 2013, batting in his traditional third spot in the lineup at the age of 37, Ortiz batted .688 as Boston defeated St. Louis 4-2 in the World Series. Ortiz was voted World Series MVP.
Now in Everybody Lies, Seth Steven Davidowitz is helping us to see that our internet searches reveal fascinating data about us. For one, that we lie, but also that there are billions upon billions of bits of information that can be mined to significantly improve our lives. And what Nate Silver was able to do is he was able to take a deep dive into players who were similar to David Ortiz and find out that, contrary to popular opinion, players of the Ortiz caliber often trend up after career slumps. So don't quit on Big Poppy. Then Davidowitz pointed out that the doppelganger searches are used all the time by Amazon, by Pandora, by Netflix, by Audible, and they use these doppelganger searches to determine our interest and to better serve us, but ultimately to improve their own revenue source. But then he says this, imagine what happens when we take this doppelganger principle and we apply it to medicine using big data. So we collect and organize health information in such a way that rather than a one-size-fits-all approach, doctors can find patients just like you in order to create a more personalized, more focused diagnosis and treatment. And the implications are intriguing at least and life-altering at best. So my aha moment was this. Don't fear big data. Sure, Big Brother might be there to use it in inappropriate ways, but data scientists can also harness it for our good. And who knows, what it did for Big Poppy and the health of the Red Sox organization might be an indication of what big data can do for you and your long-term health. Hey, big data and doppelgangers matter. Well, hey, big data and doppelgangers, it matters for you and for your life. That's my thought on my walk with Seth Stevens Davidowitz and Everybody Lies, big data, new data, and what the internet can tell us about who we really are. Now, what are you going to do with that insight in your walk through life?